Emotional thoughts for us at different times during the service tonight. We'll pray together, of course. Everyone join in from your heart, and we'll make it a time that encourages everyone and honors our Lord. Since this is the Lord's Day, I might tell you that this place was sort of ground zero this morning at just the wrong time for a very slippery thin sheet of ice. We were not able to be together today, so toward the end of our meeting tonight, we will be observing the Lord's Supper, and we know that some of you will already have done so today, so please join us in thought as we do that later on. Again, welcome. Let's enjoy our time together this evening.
We place you on the highest place, for you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else, all else. And we come to you and worship at your feet. We place you on the highest place, for you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else, all else. And we come to you and worship at your feet. And we come to you and worship at your feet.
Welcome. We can join with Bill in saying thankful that you've come to be with us tonight. We're thankful that you've braved the cold. We were a little anxious that our attendance would be down, but we have enough sandwiches to feed everybody, and we're thankful. And we're not going to have 600 extra sandwiches, so you're here to eat them. So appreciate you very much coming. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to do tonight. We're going to have, one of the things that in our classes with our Watermill youth over the last couple of years is to take some time every once in a while and ask some questions and take some time to study some of the songs that we sing. We have done that in area-wide youth nights for the last couple of years, sometimes picking a song and thinking about it. Tonight, we're going to pick several songs. We've asked some of our young men and some of our young families to come, and some of our men from our young families to come, and to talk about a song or that means something to them, and why it would mean something to them, and to give us a little bit of a lesson of Scripture from the song. And hopefully, as we talk about them, and hopefully as we sing, we can maybe have a little bit of a deeper meaning, or we can maybe be challenged in a little bit of a deeper way. When we stop, and some of our kids can testify to this, sometimes the song means something different when you stop and you read the words, rather than just singing the words, because we're so used to hearing the tune. And so we're going to take a few minutes tonight, and we'll ask some questions maybe as we go. So as we sing, we just sang a minute ago, to God, right, with the direction to God, to say, we place you on the highest place, high above all else, and we come to you, and we worship at your feet. And so as we sing tonight, think about that as we go through these lists of songs. We won't talk about all of them, but ask yourself, who are we singing to? Try to pick out some key phrases. Try to see if you recognize any phrases from Scripture. Try to see if there are any phrases that stand out to you as meaningful to your life. And so we're going to have a few people stand up and talk about that throughout the night, and hopefully you'll do that as we sing tonight. All right, let's keep on singing. Let's stand up and we'll sing the next one, if you would.
Shout hallelujah, Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Sing aloud to God, the people shall before His throne. Hallelujah. Sing aloud to God, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea, let all creation praise His name. From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea, let all creation praise His name. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the... Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord.
Amen. Have a seat. I think we're ahead of ourselves a little bit on this one, maybe. We all know this one, right? That's not the correct slide to begin with. Is that the first slide, Linda? Maybe. Your kids know this one even if the slides don't match, right?
My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God. My Savior, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God.
Bases.
My glory be to the Father, and glory be to God the Son. Glory be to God the Spirit. God the Father, and glory be to God the Son. Glory be to God the Spirit. Glory be to God. My God alone is mighty, mighty. Our God alone has done great things. God alone is worthy, worthy. Holy is His name. My God alone is mighty, mighty. Our God alone has done it. God alone is worthy, worthy. Holy is His name.
Thank you. You can hear me.
All right, up front can hear me. All right, we're good. Good evening. How you guys doing? All right, real quick test. If you got something on your wrist, hold it up in the air. Okay, if your thing on your wrist does more than tell time, keep it up in the air. Okay, if your thing on your wrist counts something, keep it up in the air. All right, there's a lot. Okay, Elijah, Andrew, I know you guys have this little device on called a Fitbit, right? Is that what they're called, Fitbits? What do they do? What's a Fitbit do? It counts steps. All right, so I'm sitting around today, and I'm looking outside, and it's really, really cold, and I'm thinking about Mount Everest, I guess because it's so cold. I'm thinking Mount Everest. I'm wondering how many steps would it take somebody to get to the top of Mount Everest. Do you guys know somebody actually kind of did the math? Now, I didn't check them on this, but somebody did the math on this. They said, well, you know, a step's about so far, and Mount Everest is about approximately 29,000 feet tall. And so it should take somebody about 58,000 steps. 58,000 steps to get to Mount Everest. So I've done a little research into Mount Everest, not that I'm ever going to go. I don't plan on doing that. It's not on my list. But I know that when you go to Mount Everest, you don't just get to the bottom of the mountain and just start walking to the top. Okay, that's not how it's done. Right? When you get to Mount Everest, it takes about 2 months to complete the whole journey. Takes you about 2 months. So you get there, and what you do is you first have to get to base camp. Now, base camp is where you're going to kind of start your journey, but it takes you a week to get to base camp. 1 week, all right? This isn't by car. This isn't by airplane. This is, hey, we're going to put our stuff on our back, and we're going to go hiking, okay? It takes you about a week to get to base camp. You get to base camp, and then you spend the next 3 to 4 weeks, and you're getting your camps set up as you're going to go up the mountain. I think there's about 4 different camps that are staged up the mountain. This is important because you have to acclimate your body. You have to get used to being in that environment. Now, from base camp up to the summit, after you've done this up and down and up and down for about 3 to 4 weeks, then you do the summit push. It takes you about 40 days from base camp to summit to actually make the push. Okay, so that's a lot more steps than 58,000. Right, that's a lot of steps. So got me thinking a little bit about that journey, right? If somebody's going to start to go climb Mount Everest, do you think they might have to keep the end in mind along their journey? That's a lot of work. That's a lot of steps. It's a lot of work. It's going to be tough. You know, one of the songs we sing quite frequently is, the chorus goes like this: each step that I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground. I'm ever pressing on until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. You know, on Mount Everest, people hire guides. These guides are called Sherpas. These are native people that know the mountain. They know the steps that they need to take to get to the destination. They know the routes. They know all that stuff. And they really do most of the carrying of all the heavy equipment. The scripture that we read a minute ago, Psalm 119, 105, reminds us of our guide. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Now, as your journey through life gets difficult, which it will at times, we've all experienced that, I'm going to encourage you to keep some of these things in your mind. Trying to keep the end in mind on your journey. Okay, remember that Galatians 3:26 tells us that through Christ we are sons of God. Galatians 3:29, also Romans 8 and verse 17 tell us that if we're sons of God, we're heirs also of God. Now, what does it mean to be an heir? That means we're going to have an inheritance coming to us later on at some point. So keeping the end in mind. Okay, Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. I'm going to read that real quick if you want to turn there. It tells us we have a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. We're going to sing this next song called Oh God, you're my God. Or in other words, step by step, okay? I want you to focus on those words. Each step that we're going to take throughout our journey in life. Let's remember that God is with us. Let's keep the end in mind that we have a future, we have a hope, we have an inheritance. And may our faith be increased as we remember that God is with us each step that we take.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. And I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you'll lead me, Lord, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. And I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. And I will follow you all of my days. And I will follow you all of my days. And step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for this day and this time you've given us here to come together and sing songs and praises unto you and hear some messages from your word tonight. And Father, we pray that we're all attentive and take as much as we can from what we've heard today and what we're about to hear and apply it to our lives as much as we can. We thank you that everyone got here safely tonight. We pray for a safe journey back home. Please be with those who are sick, whether it be spiritually or physically, and be with them and comfort and heal them, God. Thank you for every blessing and provision you give us, and please be with us when we fall short. Thank you for Jesus, and in his name we pray. Amen.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, so lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as... And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are as white in your world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, so lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend and you are my brother, even though you are a king. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
That was the third one.
I will be reading from Ephesians 5, verses 13 and 14. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.
Hello, my name is James Rollins, and I want to thank the church and the elders for giving me the opportunity to speak to you guys tonight. I didn't grow up in the church. I mean, I went to many congregations, but I never had one of my own. But when I moved to Norwood, I was visiting a Church of Christ, and I wasn't really paying attention until the singing. And it was a cappella, which I really never heard before. And as I paid attention to the song, I paid attention to the lyrics. And there was a few things in the lyrics that really stood out to me, which is, shine, Jesus, shine. And as I was researching the song, I found out that it was in John 12, verse 46, I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. When Jesus came to the world, he came in the midst of sin, and he shined by performing miracles for us. And one of the miracles he did for us, in Matthew 8, verses 1 through 3, Jesus healed a man with leprosy. It says, when Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean. And immediately, the man was cleansed of his leprosy. I would say back then, leprosy was a very bad disease to have. And if a man had it, he couldn't come home and hug his children, let alone his wife. He couldn't eat at the dinner table with his family. He couldn't even sleep in the same house. And no one wanted anything to do with that man because of his sickness. And yet, Jesus touched that man and healed him. I think it's awesome. And it, in Matthew 5, verses 14 and 16, it says that you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, in the song, Shine, Jesus, Shine, some other things stood out to me, which is, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Now, in Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 5, it says, as for you, you are dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world, of the ruler of the kingdom of air, the spirit who is now at work, and those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It's by grace you have been saved, and God raises up, with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Some ways that we can show our grace and mercy towards others can be the simplest things. It can be as easy as giving somebody a few dollars, like somebody who's holding up a sign that says, need food or need money, but at the bottom of the sign it says, God bless. Giving them the few dollars can mean something. Or you can be helping a little lady who's struggling to carry groceries to her car. I just hope that we can all shine, Jesus, shine. And I hope we can all give grace and mercy towards others. Thank you.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free by the truth you now bring us, shine. Shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory, place, Spirit, place, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy, send forth your word, Lord, and let there be thine. Lord, I've come to your awesome presence, from the shadows into your by the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory, place, Spirit, place, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy, send forth your word, Lord, and let there be thine. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. You know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. You know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord. Every time I kneel to pray, I open up my heart to my Lord. And every time I close my eyes, I feel the sweet embrace of my Lord. And I don't know why so many things seem to get in the way of seeing my God's glory, but I try every day to see Him and to thank Him for all the things He's given me. And every time I see a child, I see the gentleness of my Lord. And every time I watch a storm, I know the awesome power of my Lord. But I don't know why so many things seem to get in the way of seeing my God's glory. But I try every day to see Him and to thank Him for all the things He's given to me. And every time I see the cross,
I will be reading Romans 11, verses 33 through 36 from the New International Version. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable His judgments, and His paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been His counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen.
For our kids who spend a lot of time with me, know that this passage from the book of Romans is, if I had to pick a favorite, and I know that that's really impossible, and I know that it's difficult to say this is my favorite, but if I have to have a verse to read that I need to find comfort from, or if I need a verse that I need to just be reminded of, to be reminded of God's power, or to be reminded of His wisdom, or to be reminded of His place in life, and His place in the life of my family, in the life of my church family, and in my personal life, Romans 11 is the place where I go, because it's just one, for whatever reason, that hits home to me to do all of those things. For in the context of what Paul, this comes from Romans chapter 11, of course, is the letter that Paul is writing to the church at Rome. In the passage itself, Paul, from beginning all the way back at the beginning of chapter 11, Paul sort of takes some stock and sort of kind of retells some history to try to get people to understand how God has acted throughout history. And he goes back and he says, this is the way God has dealt with the Jewish people. And because the Jewish people were not obedient, then God, through his wisdom, decided to, and through his plan all along, to bring in Gentile people because the Jews had rejected the Lord. And by bringing in the Gentile people, then the Lord, through that and through jealousy, even says, that he might be able to bring the people of Israel back into his fold again. And he tells this big, kind of a complex and difficult argument in a difficult passage, and he finishes in all of this by saying, who can understand it all? Who could have planned it all? There is no, his ways are unsearchable, are his judgments. His ways are past any of us being able to find out. And then he finishes with this great, what we sometimes call a doxology. At the very end of the chapter, he simply says, from him, and to him, or through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. It's that passage where Paul simply sums up and stops and says, look, this is how he has acted. This is what he has done for his people throughout the centuries. All you have to do is take some time and look. You're not going to understand it all, but just be comforted. Think of everything that he has done. Everything comes from him. And everything that is done through him. And everything that we do is done in a way to express praise to him. For from him, and through him, and to him is everything. And he deserves our glory and praise forever. Amen. The song that I've selected that means something to me is the song, Salvation Belongs to Our God. And it's the song that to me expresses a very similar sentiment to what Paul is saying in Romans chapter 11. Salvation Belongs to Our God is a direct quotation from Revelation chapter 7. And it's a place where the people, in this particular passage in Romans chapter 7, were told that in about verse 9, John says, after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that nobody could number. From every nation, from every tribe, from every people, from every language, they were standing before the throne and before the Lamb, and they were clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and they cried out with a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne, around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces and they worshiped God. And they said, Amen. Be praise and glory and wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. We sing the song, and it's directly out of our Bibles. It's the words that these people from every nation and every tribe and every tongue and every language are standing before God, and all they can say day and night is salvation belongs to you and to the Lamb, right? And be praise to you, and praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength to you. What's left out in that list of things, right? It reminds me, when I read Romans 11, of this song that we sing. And when we sing the song, I think of Paul's words, where Paul can stop and say, it really is not about me at all, because everything comes from you. And everything that is done through you. And everything that I do is returned to you. And we sing the song, Salvation Comes From You. When we're going to offer an invitation, and we're going to do this as we sing Salvation Belongs to Our God. And think about it as we sing what we're expressing to God. To be able to say, if nothing else, my salvation belongs to you. If it weren't for you, then my salvation is not complete. It's not possible. And so my ability to be with you in heaven is in your control. It belongs to you, and it belongs to the Lamb, and it belongs to you two who sit on the throne. And the only response to that, salvation belongs to you and to the Lamb who sits upon the throne. Be praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength. In essence, the people just say, I owe you everything. Anything that we can think up, anything that we can imagine, anything that can come into our minds, we owe that to you because it is all about you. And it is simply a song of praise to say, everything that I am comes from you. Everything that I do is done through you. And everything that I do should be to your glory and to your praise. The second verse of the song says, we, the redeemed, shall be strong in purpose and in unity. We want to invite you tonight to think about your own life, and we want to think about your own motives and your own hearts and your own actions and the way that you think, and think about whether you are strong in purpose. To think about whether your purpose is what we've just sung, that to you be praise and glory and honor and thanks and wisdom and strength and power, whether that is our purpose. Because when we sing, that's what we're expressing to God. My salvation belongs to you, and everything that I am, I give to you. And as we sing, we hope that you'll think about that for yourself. Are we strong in purpose? And are we strong in unity? Are you strong in being able to be a contributing part of your local congregation and part of this body? Because becoming a Christian asks that of us. To be a person who lives faithfully to God is a person who knows what it means to be part of a church family, to knows what it means to be part of a group of people who say in unity and in strength, be praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength to you forever and ever. Amen. Be to our God forever and ever. That's what we want to sing together tonight while we offer the invitation, and I hope that it will give you something to think about. Think about your life. Think about your purpose. Think about your unity. Think about your church family. Think about your faithfulness to God. Think about whether you are expressing those things to God and whether He means that to you. If you have a need tonight, we're going to stand and sing this song. Let's sing Salvation Belongs to Our God. If you have a need, would you come to the front and let us know?
Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb be praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And we, the redeemed, shall be strong in purpose and in unity, declaring aloud praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Be to forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Be seated, please.
All right. Jeremiah Wolf has come forward tonight. He's recently joined the Marines, and he's just going into it. He knows that a lot of things in the world can distract him, and things there can distract him and pull away. He doesn't want that. So we're going to pray for you and your strength tonight. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to worship you today, Father. It's your day for focus. Right now, Father, we lift up Jeremiah and his ambitions to serve the military, Father, that you'd be with him and give him strength. The devil can pull many distractions and try to get in the way that, Father, he can lean on us back at home for prayers and encouragement and letters, Father. Father, continue to be with him and bless him as he departs on his journey, Father, and let's be with him and continue to pray with him. Father, continue to be with all our military that's away from us now, Father, that are struggling. And Father, bring them home quickly and safely. Father, be with all of us that we might have things in our hearts tonight, Father, and lean on you. Father, we love you and ourselves, and we pray. Amen.
Today we are about as far away from it as possible, but in 3.5 short months, ice cream is going to taste really good. Swim time, night swim time is going to feel really good. And being hit by a water balloon launched 200 feet away by myself, Travis Morrison, and John Davis probably won't feel very good, but it's going to make us laugh hysterically. I'm talking about summer, and I'm talking about summer camp. Now, I'm on the board of directors for Happy Hollow, so that's what I'm speaking about tonight. About 3 weeks ago, I mailed 800 of these out to the list that was made available to me. If you have received it, great. Fill it out. Send it in as quickly as possible. Spots are already starting to fill up. If you have not received it and you want one, you can go to the website, happyhollowbiblecamp.com. You can print it off, fill it out, send it back in. We've got 8 great sessions. The session that Travis and I will be doing will be the last session of the year. That's historically the best session of the year. Am I right? Okay. Gonna get an amen? All right. So, if you have any questions, come find me. I'll be roaming around.
All right. Thank you all so much on behalf of the Watermill Youth and from our elders. We appreciate so very much you braving the weather and coming out tonight. We were anxious when we had to cancel services this morning and were worried that it was going to be a low turnout, but you have made it wonderful. And we thank you for you youth leaders for loading up your buses and bringing all these kids out. And we appreciate it, and our members here appreciate it. It's always a great night to be together. So thank you so much for doing that. A couple things that we need to mention. Area-wide stuff first, and then we have some congregational things that we need to tend to. A few things. If you are a youth leader, there are 2 things on the information desk that are out there in the hallway. One of them is a flyer to save the date, which is May the 28th, for our ultimate area-wide youth day, which is our big summer kickoff that we have done for a couple years now. We will get together somewhere, and we will do a lot of fun things, none of which are nailed down in stone yet. But it is going to be on May 28th. So pick one up on your way out and mark it down so that we can bring your group and we can have a great day of fun and fellowship. The other thing is the email list that we have been using to send to one another has been around longer than I have been here. Okay, so some of them are not updated and some of them are not are old and past, and some new ones need to be added. So on the table, if you're a youth leader as well, there is a clipboard with area youth contact list information, so you can write your name and what congregation you're with and your email address. That way we can get that list updated and we can continue to make sure everybody gets the information. I heard from Craig Ray today, who is from the Fordland congregation, and has asked us to make sure that we remember the Fordland Youth Weekend, which is March the 18th, 19th, and 20th. Brad Harab is going to be the speaker there of that weekend. He said to watch for emails and watch for information over the next couple weeks, and Craig will have all of that. And that will culminate on Sunday with the Fordland Area-Wide Youth Night, which will be that Sunday night. So if you don't get to make it for the weekend, you can still come to Youth Night, and we'll be together for that. I think that's all for the area-wide stuff. There are things for our congregation, for our members here, that we need to be aware of and need to be praying for. A young fellow by the name of Dylan Lewis, Eddie Currier has let us know, who is Monty Lewis's grandson. Many of you probably know was in a motorcycle accident and is in need of prayers, and so please keep the Lewis family in your prayers. Keep also Leon Wake and his family in your prayers. Leon is still in the PACU in Cox South, and Tina said as of last night there was a little bit of improvement but not a lot of change, and so please keep Leon and Marcella and Darren and Tina in your prayers over the next several weeks and months and those days upcoming. Marla Winch has a cousin in North Carolina who's having some brain surgery and so having some complications and has asked that we pray for them. And we're happy to, I see Johnny back there, that means she and Jimmy made it home. So be thankful for that, but keep Jimmy's mother in your prayers as well, who fell and hurt herself last week. So the prayer list in the bulletin is extensive, it's still, so keep all of those folks in your prayers. The most important thing, right? Sandwiches, since we're going to eat in just a minute. So we're going to have a prayer in just a minute. Who's going to lead our prayer? Kyle's going to lead us in a closing prayer. Those young people who want to stay and eat, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to go out the doors, and there will be some people who will direct you, I think are going to go down the hallway and in the door, and the ladies will have it all set up for you. So somebody clear that with a mom who has set that up and guide these young folks in which door they want to go. That would be wonderful. So we're going to do that. So there's a lot of food there, so they'll tell you what you can and can't have, but please eat up so that we don't take a lot of it home. I believe that's everything. Thank you to our members. Glad you all could be out tonight. Sorry that the ice prevented us from being here this morning, but grateful that you made it out tonight. And thank you for all of you visitors. We appreciate it very much. All right, let's be standing, and we'll have a closing prayer. Kyle's going to lead it.
Pray with me. Dear God, thank you for letting us all congregate here tonight and be in one another's presence. Thank you for the singing and all the lessons. Let us take what we've heard tonight and apply it to our daily lives. Please be with Jeremiah as he's not only chosen to serve his country, but also as he's chosen to serve his Lord, and let guide him in the ways that you see fit. Please be with the food we are going to eat tonight, and let it nourish our bodies. It's through your Son's name we pray. Amen.